Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Floor Supervisor Michelle speaking. How can I help you today?
I was speaking to the other woman, and she indicated there was a payment authorization put on my account for a shipment on my DeLorean buildup. But it hasn't actually cleared, and it hasn't actually gone to the warehouse. That was back on May 11th.
Can I have the order number associated with this account?
I don't know the order number.
Can I have your first and last name?
It's Jeffrey Pan.
Is the first name Jeffrey?
Yeah, yes. It might be under Jeff.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold to see if I'm able to locate it. And you said that it's for the DeLorean buildup?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. I do apologize for the host, sir. Could you verify your address and also your email?
It's 900 North Bradley Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 60045. And the email is panjyp@yahoo.com.
Okay, so for this account, it does show that on May the 11th, a pre-authorization of 160 was showing, but it doesn't show that anything, it doesn't show that those funds have been actually taken and just a pre-authorization charge. It doesn't show anything has been shipped out. Your next shipment is not due to be shipped out until the 8th.
The 8th of June?
That is correct.
Okay. Is it usually that long between the authorization and a shipment? That's a month almost.
I'm not sure. It just shows that it was through PayPal, US PayPal. So I'm not sure if it's something that PayPal does, but usually when we do it is the day of the when we ship it, and then we do a pre-authorization charge. And once it when it confirms ships, that's when we actually take the funds.
Yeah, I've had a subscription for the Aston Martin DB5, and usually the authorization comes, you know, just before I get an actual shipment notice. In this case, the authorization is May 11th, and I still haven't had a shipment. You're saying it's not going to ship until June 8th?
It has to be something with PayPal, because it shows for your first shipment, it was pre-authorized on December the 24th, and it didn't confirm ship until January the 20th. So it has to be something PayPal has going on with their system, but we don't take the funds until the actual order has confirmed ship, and we don't pre-authorize until the day of the shipment date. So I would reach out to PayPal.
You wouldn't pre-authorize until the day of the shipment?
Your shipment date is the 8th, so we would need a pre-authorization on the day of the 8th, and then we wouldn't take the funds until it actually confirms that it ships.
Yeah, so why is there a pre-authorization on May 11th?
That's what I'm saying. This is showing U.S. PayPal, so it has to be something dealing with PayPal. I'm not sure if they do a previous pre-authorization on their end, and then once we do a pre-authorization, they release it, and then once it confirms ship, it's processed that way. But I would reach out to PayPal because it shows the same thing for your first shipment as well.
I don't get it. So you're the same company as I do for the Aston Martin. And
I can pull up your data account to see if it has the same things listed on there, but it's showing the same thing as for your previous shipment as well. The only thing we have taken is $1.95 showing on this account.
I understand. So if you look at my Aston Martin account,
okay, I'll go ahead and locate
over
that.
A year.
One moment, sir. Okay, thank you for that, host. I have located that you're at James Bond. Is it the James Bond account?
Yeah.
So this one is showing the same thing. It shows that one was done on the 11th, and then nothing was taken. And then it shows that on May the 20th, the shipment confirmed ship, and the funds was taken.
Yeah, that's 9 days.
This was on the 11th.
May 11th.
Yes, but it shows the $160.20.
Yes.
And then it shows that we took $51.41. It doesn't show anything about $60.20 was actually taken. That's why I stated it has to be something on PayPal's end.
So PayPal doesn't just generate an authorization on their own. Eagle Moss has to send a request for money. And that was sent on May 11th. Right?
The shipment that we did was for $102.80. There's nothing for $160.20.
I understand that. What I'm saying is for the James Bond system that had a pre-authorization of $102.80, the item shipped within a couple of weeks of that pre-authorization of $120.80. Whereas the $160 pre-authorization on May 11th, that item still hasn't shipped, and it's been almost a month.
That's what I'm saying, sir. There's nothing on the order showing that they're shipping something that costs that amount. That's what I was trying to explain to you. There's nothing showing a shipment ship. Your last shipment that was $102.80 was April 20th. Before that, it was March the 16th. Before that, it was March the 9th. And those three folks was $102.
My question is, where is my shipment from $160 pre-authorization? That has nothing to do with PayPal. That's Eagle Moss. Eagle Moss has to send a pre-authorization to PayPal, which they did on May 11th. Then Eagle Moss didn't ship anything. And it's been almost a month. Where is that shipment?
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand, that there's not a shipment. I'm not sure why there is showing a pre-authorization of $160.20 when we have not shipped anything for that purchase amount. And there's no order listed on your account showing that. So that's why I stated it has to be something on PayPal, and maybe it's an error on their end.
PayPal does not generate a pre-authorization on their own.
We have not generated any payment for $160, sir.
You've requested a pre-authorization. I've got a pre-authorization from PayPal from Eagle Moss for $160.
Yes, sir. I do understand what you're stating, but I'm not seeing a charge or an order for that amount.
You're not seeing a charge or an order because Eagle Moss has not actually shipped anything. Correct?
For this James Bond collection, your next shipment is not...
Not for the James Bond collection. I'm not talking about the James Bond collection. I'm just saying that for the James Bond collection, there's a pattern where there's a pre-authorization. And then within a week, there's an order shipment and a payment confirmation. That's the pattern for James Bond. For the DeLorean, there was a pre-authorization on May 11th, but there was never any shipment, and there was no eventual payment because there was no shipment. That has nothing to do with PayPal. That's completely Eagle Moss.
Okay, so for your DeLorean, your next shipment is due to be shipped out on the 8th, and that payment is $160.20. You kept stating James Bond, so I figured you was talking about the James Bond. So I have to go back to your DeLorean account to see what is your next shipment. Your next shipment is showing that purchase amount is $160.20.
That's correct. I understand that. And when was that pre-authorization on the DeLorean for $160?
Your DeLorean is not showing a pre-authorization charge on here. It will not be showing until they actually ship out this order.
You're, you just said there is a charge for $160 on the DeLorean.
No, sir, that was for the James Bond. For the DeLorean, no. Your next shipment is due to be shipped out on the 8th, and that is the $160.20 charge. It has not been pre-authorized yet.
The DeLorean shipment, which is due to be shipped out June 8th, you're saying. Is that correct?
That is correct.
When was the charge for that?
It has not been charged. The only thing has been taken
for that.
For this account, the last payment was $51.40. That was on May 20th that they pre-authorized the charge. And they took.
You're talking about the James Bond, right?
No, sir. This is for the DeLorean. Your last shipment for the DeLorean, it shows that a charge of $51.40 was taken.
That's not possible. There's only.
This is what your account is showing, sir. I can't make this information up.
Yeah, I'm saying you're looking at my James Bond account.
No, sir, this is DeLorean. I have the DeLorean account open. I'm not in the James Bond account.
Okay, so how many shipments of items on the DeLorean account?
You receive your first one in December, and your second shipment is not due to be shipped out on the 8th.
Okay. So how is there a $51 charge on the DeLorean account?
Did you add anything to your account, sir?
To my DeLorean account?
Yes, sir.
No. I've gotten one shipment from the DeLorean. That's the initial one. I've gotten no other shipments.
One moment, sir. It'll be just a few more minutes, sir. I do apologize for the wait. again, sir, I do apologize for the wait. It'll be just a few more moments. Thank you for the help, sir. So you updated your account to 12 issues. On the 11th, they were scheduled to ship out a shipment, but they did not have all 12 issues. So they only pre-authorized half of it. So that's where the 40 to 5140 is coming from. So your it goes to the next date, shipment date. So the next shipment date is on the 8th. So on the 8th, they're going to try to make sure that they have all the 12 issues available, and then that charge will be released for that $160.20.
So you're saying the May 20th payment of $51.40 is for the DeLorean?
Yes, this is the account that we're referring to.
But that's... The problem is I'm on PayPal's account. I'm looking at the $51.40 charge or payment to Eagle Moss, and it says very clearly on here EMC DB5, which is the James Bond shipment. And further supporting that is within a couple of weeks of that payment of $51.40, I got the 4 issues of the James Bond piece. That $51.
Sir, I'm sorry. So you're referring to the James Bond when I'm on the DeLorean?
You're saying there's a $51.40 charge from Eagle Moss for the DeLorean, and I'm saying that $51.40 payment was not for the DeLorean, that was for the James Bond DB5. I've got the thing right in front of me. I've got the confirmation from Eagle Moss. I've got the confirmation from PayPal. That $51.40 payment was for the James Bond kit, not for the DeLorean.
This is for the DeLorean, sir.
I understand that. There have only been two charges or two even authorizations from Eagle Moss for the DeLorean. There's one on January 20th for $1.95. And there's one on May 11th for $160.20. Those are the only charges ever related to the DeLorean. Any other charges from Eagle Moss are related to the James Bond kit.
So I'm trying to understand what you're stating, because I have the, you gave me the DeLorean information. We're on the DeLorean counts, but you're referring to your James Bond. Is the issue about the James Bond, or is it for the DeLorean?
It's for the DeLorean.
Yes, and this is the account I'm on, the DeLorean. Once they have a shipment and you push it up to 12 shipments, they were going to pre-authorize the shipment on the 11th, but they did not have all the issues in stock. So it went to the next shipment date, which is showing the 8th. So on the 8th, they're going to try to pre-authorize the entire amount for the 160.20 once that, if all 12 idle issues are in stock. They can't ship anything if all of the 12 issues are not in stock. So the shipment is being held on an IOU, unfortunately. So there's nothing we can do regarding that until all of the issues are completely in stock and they can ship all 12 issues and charge that $160.
Okay. So why was the authorization put in on May 11th?
Because that was the original date.
Okay. So I'm confused. So what is the frequency of shipments for the DeLorean supposed to be?
Your shipments, this is showing that you're on it every week, 12 issues.
12 issues every week.
Yes, but they can't ship a shipment every week unless they have all 12 issues available.
I understand that. So you're telling me from when I actually asked for 12 issues a week, I don't know if you have that request, when that request date was.
Yes, that was the 17th.
Of March of.
This was showing April 17th, sir.
April 17th, okay. So April 17th, I requested for 12 issues a week. Correct?
I'm sorry, May 17th, you changed it to one shipment every week to every five, and from every 5 weeks to every 1 week. So the quantity, that was updated.
You're saying I did that on May 17th?
Yes, you change your frequency on how you receive your shipment.
No, I did not do that on May 17th.
This is what is showing on the system. May 17th, change the quantity from 1 to 5 weeks.
Okay. Then why on May 11th am I getting 12 shipment or an authorization for 12 shipments?
Because you updated that before. You changed your frequency in May. You updated your quantity in April.
I updated my quantity in April. Okay. So in April, it got up to 12 issues instead of 4.